Good morning, everyone. It's good to be with you. Now, let's get into it. We are in week two of our I Am series, where we are looking at the seven times in the Gospel of John where Jesus uses the phrase, I am. Last week, we learned about where Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Now, before we get into this morning statement, which I was trying to think, how do I not spoil it in the children's sermon? But I think that's kind of impossible. But before we get into this morning statement, let's talk about the importance of light. The importance of light. It is hard to overstate the importance of light. From the invention of the light bulb, to the discovery of fire, to even the sun giving us light and energy for our solar system, nothing could be more important in our lives. Light allows us to live, and things like the invention of the light bulb completely changed the way we live and the rhythms that we have as people, right? None of like our kind of nighttime routines would even be possible without the light bulb. So with all of that in mind, let's take a look at today's passage. This morning, we're going to be in John chapter 8, and we're going to be looking at verses 12 to 20. John chapter 8, verses 12 to 20, if you want to follow along. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. The Pharisees challenged him. Here you are, appearing as your own witness. Your testimony is not valid. Jesus answered, even if I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is valid, for I know where I came from and where I am going. But you have no idea where I come from or where I am going. You judge by human standards. I pass judgment on no one. But if I do judge, my decisions are right, because I am not alone. I stand with the Father who sent me. In your own law, it is written that the testimony of two men is valid. I am one who testifies for myself. My other witness is the Father who sent me. Then they asked him, where is your Father? You do not know me or my Father, Jesus replied. If you knew me, you would know my Father also. He spoke these words while teaching in the temple area, near the place where the offerings were put. Yet no one seized him, because his time had not yet come. So, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. And then follows it up by saying, whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So let's talk about what Jesus means by this and what it means for us today. Now, light and darkness is used all throughout the Bible to refer to different types of ideas. Light refers to good or moral behavior, and darkness is sin. Light can refer to knowing what lies ahead in life, while darkness is the unknown. John specifically uses light in the beginning of his gospel to refer to the source of all life. So what does Jesus mean when he says he is light? When he says he is the light? I think it's maybe pieces of all of the previous uses of light. That Jesus' light can reveal the darkness and shortcomings in our life. That he can reveal a path or a way of living for us in uncertainty. And that he can also sustain us and give us life. Now, this light of Jesus is a bit of both and sometimes. It's a bit of both and. It's a blessing, but maybe we don't always want it. What do I mean by that? We don't want this light. Well, in youth group, during wintertime when it gets dark early, we'll play hide-and-seek type games with the lights off in the youth center. And everyone is stumbling and bumbling around, trying not to crash into any of the furniture because they can't see, right? And you would think in those times the thing you would want most is light. But at the end of the round, we turn all the lights back on. But what happens when you've been in the dark a while and then the bright light comes on? Everyone is like, ah, and shielding their eyes, and it hurts a little bit. It's uncomfortable, right? Maybe you've had that before. If someone turned the light on in your room while you've been sleeping in the middle of the night, the light can be uncomfortable. If we have been living in the dark for a while, the light can be uncomfortable if we've been living in the dark for a while. Sometimes the light can reveal things about us or about the way we've been living that we don't really want to see or that we don't want exposed. And that can cause some discomfort. But I don't think Jesus' intention is to ever harm us. Because while the light can show us the things we don't want to see, it can also simultaneously light up a path forward to leave those things behind. Right? Jesus' light serves multiple purposes. Jesus' light allows us to see where we are in life, but it also allows us to see where we can go in the future. And his light and his love can sustain us on that journey forward out of the darkness. So the light of Jesus is all-encompassing when it comes to making changes in our life. It can reveal the parts of our life that we try to hide, but it can also show us a way out of those rhythms and patterns that we don't want to be stuck in any longer. And it will provide and sustain us on the journey out. So Jesus is this amazing light that can change people's lives. But he is not just a light that changes people's lives. He describes himself as the light of the world. Putting the article "the" in front of light demonstrates first the exclusivity of Jesus' light. Sometimes the world, and even the Pharisees in the passage, have a problem with this exclusivity. Like, how dare Jesus claim to be the only light? But I think there's a different way to frame it and a different way to think about it that actually shows the generosity and the grace of God. Because even if people do not acknowledge it, the light that is in the world is Jesus' light. So while Jesus is being exclusive, saying, "This is my light, I am the light," there is also a generosity here. Because who is the light for? The light is for everyone, regardless of whether they acknowledge where it comes from. For example, we all have a sense of and a desire for justice in this world. Things to be set right. Things to be made right. And that's definitely related to this idea of light. And whether or not you're a believer, we have that sense in us, right? And God put it there. Of putting light on things that are wrong and then finding a way to set them right. And that's inside of all of us, whether we want to acknowledge that it's God's light. And God doesn't need us to acknowledge it. He shares it with everyone. We come here specifically on Sunday to acknowledge it and to worship God and to thank him for it. But even those that don't are still recipients of the light. Jesus even refers to this idea in the Gospel of Matthew when he teaches that the sun rises on the evil and on the good. and the rain falls on the righteous and the unrighteous. Even though there is an exclusivity in the light, that it is God's light in the world, God is generous and blesses everyone equally. So having discussed the light, let's talk a little bit about the religious leaders' reaction to Jesus' I am statement. They obviously don't believe him. And they have what I would say is a pretty logical and sound argument, right? They basically say to Jesus, it's just you saying these things. Where is your proof? Who else speaks on your behalf to back you up? And I can picture Jesus rolling his eyes and thinking, you'll never get this. He responds by saying, even if I am the only one testifying, it's true because I know where I came from and I know where I'm going. I have God the Father who testifies for me. He even acknowledges it's not going to work for them because they are judging this whole thing by human standards. And he follows it up with a pretty massive statement. I pass judgment on no one. Is that the image a lot of non-Christians or even Christians have about Jesus? I pass judgment on no one. Even when we talk about Jesus' love for people, we still love to follow it up with, but you still better be on your best behavior. How much would it change the world if people knew they were loved without judgment and with no strings attached? But anyways, sorry, back to the passage. Jesus says all of this. It isn't just him who testifies, but him and his Father. And the Pharisees ask, who is your Father? And he tells these religious leaders, whose whole job it is to lead others closer to God, this pretty indicting statement. He says, you don't know my Father. You don't know my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father. Now, I think the temptation is always to ridicule the religious leaders for not getting it sooner, right? What is wrong with these ding-dongs? How are they not seeing it? But I think it's important to shine a light into our own life first, before we pass judgment, to see where we are like them, right? Where in our lives are we like these religious leaders and we completely miss it? Do we ever struggle with trusting in God's light? Maybe we're being shown something about our lives that needs to change, but we either choose to ignore it, or we try to justify our behavior, or even deny that God would care about something like that. We say, this isn't coming from God. I don't care about that. I choose not to believe that. I'll go on living however I want. And we ignore God's light. Or maybe we feel a nudge about a direction we need to be heading in life. God showing us a way with his light. But we don't trust that God will get us there. Or maybe we don't even want to go in that direction. Maybe we're like Jonah. And so we just choose to ignore it. We choose not to believe it. Maybe we argue with that light and go, it wouldn't ever work that way. I don't believe God would be wanting me to do that. Maybe we aren't trusting God to sustain us, and we lean on other things to sustain us. Maybe we lean on unhealthy relationships. Maybe we lean on substances like drugs or alcohol. Maybe we lean on things like consumerism and our stuff to make us feel good about ourselves. Anything to get by. Again, not trusting the light of God to sustain us. So it is easy to judge the Pharisees. But maybe in some aspects of our life, we are more like them than we'd like to admit. And we just need a little light to show us that. So may we trust in the light of Jesus. May we allow it to illuminate our lives, to see the things we don't necessarily want to see. And may we use Jesus' light to guide our path, to find a new way forward. And may we trust in it to carry us when we need it the most. Would you pray with me? God, we thank you that you are the light of this world. May we trust in your light in times when there feels like so much darkness. Maybe we feel burdened down by what's going on in our life. Maybe we don't want to look at what we have going on in our inner world. But help us to trust in the goodness of your light and that you are showing us these things for a reason, God. Help us not to be like the Pharisees and find every reason to ignore it, but help us to trust in you. We pray all this in your name. Amen.